Gemara says Barav. So Rav holds no. But safe. Lebaila mikra mahadra. Does it go back to the baila on Yovel? No. Lekahanim udenafka. It only goes to the kahanim. But the owner, when you are makdish your field, if you don't redeem it back by Yovel, it does not come back to you. So you see, as far as you're concerned, it's still hegdish on Yovel. So hegdish does not stop your hegdish. So therefore, Rav holds, if you want to, you could even be makdish it lekatchilo on Yovel. Either din is the kahanim have a right to get it. So Rav holds, the kahanim is shulchan gevoya kazochui. That's what the kahanim have a right to take it. Take it from shulchan gevoya. It's like Hashem has given them a present. But the emet is going from hegdish, from Hashem straight to the kahanim. But it's not called the yitzia. Therefore, Rav holds that Yovel is not called the yitzia for hegdish. Therefore, Rav holds you'll have to be makdish to something on Yovel itself. Dalai Gemara says, here, now my time of the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? So Mor says, the Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, E'im Mishnas HaYovel, U'Shnas HaYovel Bechlal, that the Shnas HaYovel is part of the year. Rav was one before that said, Rav said before, that if you makdish your field on Yovel, so then with Chal, and you want to be paid for it, you have to pay Chamishim, you have to pay 50. So Mor says, my time, what's Rav's reasoning? My time with the Rav, so Mor says, the Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, V'im Mishnas HaYovel, that if you want to go to redeem it from the year of Yovel, you have to pay Chamishim Shkolim. Or Shnas HaYovel Bechlal, Shnas HaYovel is Bechlal. And therefore, if you makdish it on Yovel, and now you want to redeem it, so if you makdish it first on Yovel, this Kedusha will stay for another 50 years until the next Yovel. So if you want to redeem it now, you have to pay Chamishim Shloim. So Mar says with Shmuel, Shmuel holds no, Mikse V'im B'Shnas HaYovel, does it say if it's in the year of Yovel? Mishnas HaYovel, from the year of Yovel Ksiv. Meaning to say it starts first, Mishnas Shachar HaYovel, starts first from the year after Yovel. According to Shmuel, that's when you first makdish it, the year after Yovel. And of that, the Torah says, if you want to redeem it back that year, you'll have to pay 50 shkolim. So what is this? Bishtem, the Rav is good, according to Rav now. Hainodis, so that's why the Pasuk says, in Mishnas HaYovel, if from the year of Yovel. Then it says, V'yimachar Yovel, or else after Yovel. So two different psukim. One is saying you could redeem it, you could makdish it on the year of Yovel itself. And one is saying, after the year of Yovel, that's good. But nevertheless, Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Ma'yachar Yovel. What does it mean to say, V'yimachar Yovel? That was the first year. According to Shmuel, you can't be makdish it properly on Yovel. So the Pasuk says, in Mishnas HaYovel, it means the year after Yovel. So what does the other Pasuk mean to say, V'yimachar Yovel? So Moshe says, according to Shmuel, that pasuk means to say, Acher Acher, 2 years later. Rashi says, Kagoyin, it means, Shtayim v'sholosh shanam acher Yovel. If you makdish it for two or three years after Yovel. Then this Gerua, then you start to deduct, if you want to redeem it, you don't have to pay 50 shkolim, but only according to how many years are left. Avalakdish, Rashi says, v'shosa d'bosa Yovel, but if you makdish it the year right after Yovel, then there's no deduction. If you makdish it according to Shmuel, when the Torah says you have to redeem it with 50 shkolim, that's talking about when you makdish it the year after Yovel. So if you makdish it that year and you want to redeem it back, you'll have to pay 50 shkolim. But according to Rav, it's not that way. According to Rav, if you makdish it on Yovel itself and you want to redeem it on Yovel, you have to pay 50 shkolim. But if you makdish it on Yovel and then you first come to redeem it the next year, you'll only have to pay 49. You won't have to pay 50. Take off one already. Each year. That's also Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Telling what says Mesa, we have a question. It says, Magdishin, you could be Magdish, you field, Bein Lifnei Yovel, right before Yovel, Bein Liachra Yovel, or else right after Yovel. Or Vishnas HaYovel, Atzmo LeYaktish. But the year of Yovel itself, you should not be Magdish it. V'yenigdisha, Ein Kedusha. And if you are Magdish it on the year of Yovel, it's not Chal Kedusha altogether. So it's a Raya to Shmuel, Akashan Rav. Here it's Mashma clearly, you cannot be makdish your field on Yovel. So Mora says, Omuloch Rav, Rav answers back like this. The Braisa means to say, Eina Kedusha just means Bigerua. Means if you makdish your field on Yovel, so if you go to redeem it then, there's no deduction. You'll have to pay a complete 50 shkolim. Avul Kodush, V'neis V'chamisha, Menachanami. It is Chal the Kedusha, that's Rav's where you could be makdish your field on Yovel. And if you makdish your field on Yovel and you want to redeem it that year on Yovel, you'll have to pay a complete 50 shkolim. So Moshe says, so Michlal, Tlefnei HaYovel, When it says in the Braith, you makdish before Yovel, it means kedushali goyel begeruah. It means if you makdish your field the year before Yovel, so there is a halach, if you want to redeem it back, you'll only have to pay one shekel, that's all, just for the deduction. So the question is a stira, like we had before. I have a Rav Shmuel, the Amit Avayim, both the Rav Shmuel we had before said, Pshan Amishta was, a makdishim li girl begrua, pachas mishte shonim. They learned that was the Pshan Amishna. That Amishta says that, when do we have this halacha? If you redeem it before Yovel, you go according to how many years are left to Yovel, you have your deduction, that's only if you makdish it at least 2 years before Yovel. But if you only makdish it 1 or 1.5 years before Yovel, there's no deductions. That you have to pay the complete 50 shkolim. So how could Rav say over here, learn Pshan this braisa, that if you makdish it before Yovel, a year before Yovel, then there is a gerua. When is there no gerua? Only if you makdish it on Yovel itself, then you have to pay 50 shkolim. But that braisa is mashma, if you makdish it a year before, there is a gerua. You do have a deduction, you only have to pay one shekel. So my answer is, I'll tell you, Omoloch Rav, Rav answers itself like this. Yeah. Rav says, Omoloch, I can answer you. Amulach Rav, Homani Rabbonin, Enochanami. This price to go and see him according to the Rabbonin. We are no the Yamik Rebbe, that's what I said before, Serb Shana Mishnah, that was like Rebbe. Rashi says like this. Amulach Rav, Vadei Hodik Tony Magdishin, Vadei Litri Chamishim Koma, Vishna Sayevul Eina Kedusha Kolika. This price attack means now if you Magdish on the 50th year on Yevul, it's not Chal at all. I, Rav, says it is Chal. He says, that goes according to Rabbanan Shita. That argues on Rebbe, Perek Yisag Yadamar we had before. The Yama, they said, Rishon v'lo Rishon v'chlal. That according to Rabbanan, they say, Ad v'lo Yad v'chlal. So therefore, you can only be Makdish it Ad Yovel, but not on Yovel itself. The rest of the Yadamar, the Yama, that Rav says, it is Chal Kedusha on Yovel, this is going according to Rebbe Shita. Yeah. So Rashi is like this. The Gemara says, "Homani Rabbanani." The price before Takas Mashma Nechnam is not Chal Kedusha at all on Yovel. But if you Makdish it before Yovel, it is Chal Kedusha and Nechnami. You'll have to be pointed with 50 Shkolim. But when the Anor the Yom with that, and I said it is Chal on Yovel, that's Karebi. The Yom they said the Yom Rishon v'Rishon Mechlal Shvi Shvi Mechlal. We had before Ad v'Ad Mechlal. So after that, when the apostle says you can Makdish it b'Shnas. Hayovel means Ushnas Hayovel Bechlal, that the year of Yovel is also included in the year when you could be Makdashit. So according to Rebbe, if you hold Ad V'yad Bechlal, you could even be Makdashit field on Yovel itself. So that's Rav Sheet himself. But the price to be before is like the Rabbanan Ad V'loyad Bechlal, up until Shemitah, up until Yovel, but not Yovel itself. So here's the question, Iker Rebbe, if we're going according to Rebbe right now, Rashi said the Dor Shochi Mishnas Ushnas Bechlal is so Alma Mishnas Hayevu Koyikro. The Pasuk is talking about Yovel itself. Ukom the Pasuk says Yite Nun Sloyim. You have to pay 50 Sloyim. So if so, that's the question. If so, Iker Rebbe Punyin Maya Vidite. Why do you have to pay the extra coin? In other words, like this, if you mankish it on Yovel itself, so there's mamish 50 years until the next Yovel. The Torah says if you redeem it now, you have to pay 50 shkolim. That means every year it's one shekel. So if you makdish it 10 years later, so if you want to redeem it then, you only have to pay 40. And we have the halacha that every year that goes by, you have to take off a shekel, or how many years left to go, you have to pay a shekel for each year, and a punyan, a little bit more. Because we owe the cheshbon, really it's only 49 years. And the Torah says to pay 50. So then you have to pay a shekel, and 1/49th, which is a punyan. It's an extra small coin. But according to Rabbi Shita now, that you makdish it on Yovel itself, and that the Torah says 50, until the next Yovel, so it comes out clearly one shekel a year. So how come we have this extra coin, this punyan? Why do you have to be meister for every year, the extra coin, the punyan? Yeah, that's the most kashi. Rabbi, punyan my avidite. V'chitem, maybe you tell me less. Maybe according to Rabbi Shita, you don't have to have an extra coin. It's just mamish one shekel for each year. Because it's exactly 50 years, the 50 shkolim. So one says, no, but not, we learn clearly. Higdish shtayim v'sholosh shalom ofnei av'yovel. Let's say you makdish your fields 2 or 3 years before Yovel. So Rebbe says, I say, noisein sela punyan. If you want to redeem it back now, you have to pay a sela for each year to go, and a punyan, this extra coin. So why? That's good if there's only 49 years involved. The Torah says 50. So it comes out, it's a shekel and a little bit more. But according to Rebbe, there's 50 years involved, 50 shkolim, it should be only one shekel a year.
All right, turn over.
You see, even Rebbe himself also holds, he have to have the extra opinion. The question is why? Someone says, Brita, maybe you tell me, Leslie, Rebbe doesn't hold from it, for your, but now when I hit this time, Rebbe, I'll tell you like this, Rebbe Krab Yudis Rule. Yomar, it sounds like this, Shnas Chamish Shemoy Lakan Lakan. According to Rebbe, if you also Krab Yudis, there's not really 50 years in between. Because the Yovel itself, it's Oil Lakan Lakan, it's the 50th year, but it's also the first year of the next year, of the next Yovel. So really, there's only a 49 year interval. So even according to Rebbe, when you mark this on Yovel itself, when you go to be Poydarit, you can be Poydarit. There's still only 49 years involved. So the Torah says 50 shkolim is good, where you have to pay the extra punyan. Because it's 49 shkolim and another one, means each year has to be and add another coin of punyan. The other Gemara says, Ule Shmuel is so lame Rebbe Krabon and Srilay. According to Shmuel, he said, well, he can't be Makdashin on Yevl itself. So about the next year. So then Rebbe Shita has to be according to Rabban and Shita, that there's 50 years in between. Because the Krab Yehudi, according to Krab Yehudi Shita, then Selish they from the Yosmi Boilei. There's only 48 years in between. The Torah says 50 Shkolim, so should cannot every year is one Sel and two Pundians. So this is true. Akoch Lishmuel, Rebbe, Krabonin Tzvi Lechami. According to Shmuel, Rebbe holds that Rabbonin Shita, that there is 50 years in between. Therefore, there's 50 years from one year to another Yevil. And Shmuel holds you cannot be Makdish on Yevil itself. So we're talking about the year after Yovel. So the year after Yovel means there's 49 years to go. So it's very good. The Torah says pay 50 shkolim for 49 years. That means each year is worth a shekel and a drop more, this punyin more. Toshima, come in here. It says, V'loi gerlan achra Yovel pochus mishana. You can't redeem it if you makdish the year after Yovel, lest you wait a year. So this name of Shmuel, it means loi gerlan achra Yovel pochus mishana. It means you can't be girlit after Yovel less than a year. Rashi says, the Kamashna Mastisin, the Bishnas Yovel Atzvim, make these shame sorely girl, like Kitcha. The teaching of Yomakdashin on Yovel is not Chal at all. So it means to say that the Hegdish is only Chal after Yovel. So this name is Shmuel, like girl, and the Yachar Yovel, Pacham Mishonah. El Rav, my Yachar Yovel Shonah. What do you have to wait a year after Yovel for? It could be Chal Hegdish on Yovel itself also. Samura says, Mi Savra Dacha Yovel Mamish. No, Mayacha Yovel means the Emsa Yovel in the middle of Yovel. Mizeh Nechol Kamad Le Mal Le Shono Le Negorele. That's what I meant to say. You could be Makdish the field on Yovel itself. The Locher is though, when you want to redeem it back, you'll have to pay 50 Shkolim. When do we take off one shekel? Only if a complete year went by. That's what I mean to say. If the complete year did not go by yet, you can't take off. So my kamashmul then, the ein mechashvin chadoshim, even though 6 months went by, it doesn't mean a year. In hegdish, for the moral of hegdikotoni, ein mechashvin chadoshim, ein mechashvin chadoshim, ein mechashvin chadoshim. So what says my tam koma? My tam, like gom rachu yevo pochot mishonaka mekir medimit, less than a year after yevo for cheap, mishim the klal is, even though 6 months went by, the ein mechashvin chadoshim, in a hegdish. Hegdish doesn't give deductions until a complete year went by. But if only 6 months went by, it's not still like anything went by yet. So therefore, according to Rav, if you mark the shit on Yovel and you want to be pointed with 6 months later, you'll have to still pay the 50 shkolim. All right, we'll stop here. You hold me a